You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web. Now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and... all you children of sex, and we are all children of sex. We may or may not be children of God, Jesus, Allah, the intelligent designer, Brahma Rama Dama, or Eros. But until we start cloning ourselves, we are all children of sex. And this is a show about sex with a capital X. Broadcasting live from Dr. Susie's Speakeasy in the soul of downtown LA. I am the Irreverend Dr. Susan Block, your servant. And this is Radio Suzy One. And I'm so excited because I have a very hot, delicious guest in my studio tonight. Oh my goddess! I'm going to show you the very inside of her first if you're watching this there on Mogulus or... where's that? Where are we? Here we are. This is the womb room of our guest. And now, she is the beautiful, the luscious, the delicious April Flores.
Hi.
Welcome, April.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, I'm so excited to have you.
Likewise, I'm honored and excited to be here.
Yeah. You're beautiful.
Thank you.
And we met on my new obsession.
It's addicting, yeah.
Yours too.
Yeah.
Twitter.
But I think I met you very briefly a long time ago at a party at Dave Nav's house.
Oh, yeah. But parties are so superficial compared to... You
right.
know, you really get into someone's moment-by-moment soul.
Right, I feel like it's more like the subconscious coming out
yeah.
on Twitter because it's fast and you just type it or text it or whatever and you don't really think about it.
Yeah.
That's what Twitter is.
Okay. We have another comment.
Sorry, I didn't know my mic was
from Speakeasy Girl, also known as Sister Sarah Sue.
Hello.
Welcome.
Sorry, I'm just here
back.
To interject.
Yes, interject away. This is Sarah. We might as well introduce a few other people while we're at here at the Speakeasy. We have Brother Max on the controls.
I'm in control of stuff, man. All right. Don't fuck with me, baby.
And there's producer Lisa just checking on the controller. And Skip is skipping around. Felicia is answering the phone, by the way. And if you want, give us a call and talk with me, Fatty D, which is April Flores' Twitter name. And more, is that also your...
That's my website, and it's... a nickname that Carlos gave me, the D is for delicious.
Mm.
So it's just a nickname.
And the fatty is for good for ya. And Sarah's here, and Mar is filming us, and let's see. So you can give us a call. I think Lillian is here also, yes. Oh, yeah, there you are, right
I
back there.
I will be there. Here,
too. Sister Lillian, and Brother Bran, and Bran has a microphone, so I can't possibly forget him. Excellent.
Yay.
All right, Bran. Leo.
Yeah.
And our number is... the chat rooms. We're so hooked tonight. First of all, I'm going to start with the lowest technology the basic stuff, which is the telephone. We love the telephone. You can just call the phone.
Sure.
That's 1-866-289-7068. If you're in America, you can call us toll-free. And anywhere else in the world, you can call us at our regular number. Give it out. This is our private number. How about that? Write this down. Hot number. Put it on a bathroom wall. 213-749-1330. And I'm here with April Flores, alt porn star, BBW Delicious, and her man, what do we say, significant other, consort?
Yeah, husband.
Husband!
Husband,
okay.
Director, my director.
Lawfully wedded Carlos Bat, like the baseball bat.
Carlos Bats, yeah.
Okay, is there other
you
significance
say hello,
to that?
See, bat's fine.
See, bats, oh, that kind of bat. Wow.
Who's like Batman?
Vampire bats.
Vampire bats. Blood-sucking bats.
I have a fan. Vampires.
Really? Yeah. Yeah. They're interesting. Vampires. They're sexy. They have their,
so
their whole...
Just as long as they're...
and death thing.
Is there what?
Well, anyway.
Dead Twilight.
No.
April. I met April. Through, well, actually, I met her at a party, but I don't remember that.
It was like maybe 3 years ago. It was a long time ago.
That was meeting. Meeting's different than connecting.
Connecting, right. I connected with April on Twitter, and first, I don't know if you found me or I found you. I don't know.
Probably I was one of your followers first.
Okay. Thank you for saying that. Because maybe I was one of your followers first, because I certainly would have followed you. I just came across you.
I'm trying to follow you right now.
Okay, follow her.
I'm going.
At Fatty D.
Fatty underscore D.
Underscore D, right. And then somebody in among my followers said that they would like to have sex with you. Twitter sex, actually.
Oh, okay.
We have a special holiday.
Twitter Sex Tuesday, yeah.
Twitter Sex Tuesday, which we have invented. We started talking about it here on Radio Suzy 1 last week, actually.
Yeah, we've gone through one Twitter Sex Day.
We were trying to
walk.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
No, this is a meme. This is an erotic meme that we're creating here, okay? That rhymes with dream.
I got a lot of good comments, by the way,
really? About Twitter sex.
Work. I had work. And come up and go, really? You do Tony Robbins? And I was like, fuck yeah, Twitter Sex Tuesday.
Hey, the truth comes out.
Yeah.
What you would do.
And you can kind of say it comically, but you can still admit the truth, you know?
I think it would be really nice, like, yeah, you fuck me, you're fucking me good. Yes, you can.
Yeah, well, there's different kinds of Twitter sex you can have. You could Twittering on Twitter Sex Tuesday that you're having sex.
Oh, that would be hot.
That would be hot. Yeah.
Can you do that for us, April?
I will
Tuesday?
Do it, yes. I'll do it Tuesday for sure.
Yeah.
Ooh, I'm totally following you.
April, do you have a lot of sex? Okay, Dan knows. April doesn't know, actually.
I don't know.
Okay, Carlos, does she have a lot of sex? Nodding. Okay, this is great.
No, it's okay. I think that means yes.
Okay, so like, I mean, what's your sexual style?
I just to really just be in the moment and feel like not think so much and just be in tune with my body and just feel things and just block everything out. Just focus, I guess.
I'm feeling it.
Yeah?
I'm focusing on you.
Oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Can you give us your measurements?
Oh, my boobs?
Well, we can start with those.
Okay. My bra's 38 double D. And then
38 double D. It looks so big. I mean, I know 38 double D is big. But doesn't it look bigger than that?
It looks much bigger than that.
Okay.
I mean, I think, I gotta say 38 double D might be too small for you.
Oh, but maybe this bra that I buy, but people
that's
tell me that too. Yeah,
right.
That's why we have so much boob. Is because
okay,
you
yeah.
like to wear 38 double D.
I like to show this. But you know, Victoria's Secret has that size, so I just
yeah.
go to the mall and buy my.
Oh, it looks fabulous.
Right.
Okay. We're not
Thank
complaining
you.
In any way. But you're busting out of it. You are totally, highly busting out. 38 double beam, it's small on...
Yeah, it's popping
April.
Up, that's for
yeah.
sure. No, it looks fabulous.
Oh, thank
great.
You.
So, April, yes. where are you from originally?
I'm from Southern California.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where, which part?
You know, suburb of L.A.
Suburb?
Yeah.
You can't... I mean, is there, like, a church there, you know, it's gonna
I didn't
excommunicate
really
you?
No, I don't really like the scene I grew up in. Like, it's very
really.
Strange.
Okay, then make it up. I wouldn't know.
I grew up in La Puente.
Okay.
Yeah.
We don't know if she's making that up.
Right.
No one yeah. would say they're
no
from
one would
La,
make
Puente.
Up La Puente.
Well, I'm claiming it here.
All right, claim it.
No, but that's, I grew up very close to La Puente. But
yeah.
the city I grew up in, sorry, is so narrow-minded. Like, even when I go back now,
so
like,
what city? You got a name drop. Narrow-minded city.
Initials, okay. Fuck it. Yeah, West Covina.
West Covina!
West Covina!
Yeah. I once got
totally
stranded
suburban.
There for a weekend. It
okay.
was pretty horrible.
Okay, yeah, you know. Yeah, and I grew up there.
Okay,
so
we
yeah,
forgive
was,
you for that.
It was
yeah.
nice. It's the people suck.
Understand.
But the house, my parents.
Your house.
It,
the web
nice
yeah.
House, and we, you know,
kept
like,
it
was
clean.
Nice.
Okay.
Exactly.
So the people, did you decide you were going to escape those people by becoming a porn star, or what?
Well, I knew I was going to escape to L.A.
Escape to L.A.
you know, the whole time, because my cousins lived here in L.A., and I'm like, oh my God, I love it. So... I'm here now.
Yeah.
Cool.
How did you decide
you
wanted
it.
To be a porn star?
Well, that gradual. It wasn't really a decision. It just kind of happened. I don't know. I was taking, it was modeling for Carlos and doing erotic photos, and it just kind of gradually.
Carlos, you pimp you. She was modeling for Carlos, and then she became a porn star, baby. Basically, I mean,
well,
Carlos-
it was just natural progression, I guess. I had the opportunity to be in a movie, so
she's very talented.
When did you meet Carlos?
We met in 2000.
In 2000, what were you doing right before that?
I was a receptionist.
Receptionist. Oh, you get
face.
Happy.
Oh, much better now, right?
Totally better. Oh, yeah, totally.
By the
yeah.
way,
I bet you're way hotter than you were as a receptionist.
No, you know what? It was kind of cool.
Were you a hot receptionist?
Yeah.
She was.
There
are
receptionists.
Sure.
Because I worked at this internet company, and you know these guys were just their own minds all day, and I would just sit there do my makeup for hours and just answer the phone here and there. So I had fun, but it was very like boring.
Right.
But
okay.
So then I met Carlos.
And did you fantasize about any kind of sexual exposure?
Well, I would read a lot at that time, and I read,
Did you read,
I can't remember the name of the book.
Plumpers?
But...
No? You didn't read Plumpers?
No.
You're in it. You look great.
I forgot the name of the book,
okay.
But it, Okay, sorry. So, it was a writer.
Okay,
it was a sexual book. It would feel really, like, naughty.
Unless
like,
it was my book.
No.
Oh.
It was, I'll remember in a little bit, but it was okay. Like reading this book.
Was it like
nerds
erotic literature?
Oh,
like
Lydia Lunch.
Lydia Lunch.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's kind of highbrow.
Yeah.
I don't know who that is. Tell me, tell
Lydia
me.
Lydia Lunch is like, you know, like an art recipient of awards and stuff. She's an artist.
I love being highbrow.
She's not just some kind
Should
of,
Should I Google
you know,
this person?
Not that I'm trying to minimize, you know, guys that write for Penthouse Letters, but... Lydia Lunch is an artist. Okay.
Yeah. She would write these very erotic stories.
Yes, and very erotic.
And the book that I was reading, it was talking about her, just when she was, you know, having sex, whatever, she would absorb the whole environment around her. And I remember one particular story, she was talking about smelling the piss and where, I think she was in a urinal or something.
Ah, the piss.
Okay. So then when I hooked up with Carlos, we were in... dirty alley here in downtown, and it was, piss was smelling also, and I was like, oh my god,
oh
I love
my
it.
God. And Lydia Lunch.
This is so Lydia Lunch.
Wow. I mean, did it turn you on though, the piss?
The yes,
at that time it did because
really?
Carlos and the book and everything
really?
It was caught
Carlos
up.
Carlos and the book, right. And so are you into, shall we say, golden showers?
I like golden showers,
yeah?
Yes.
Yeah? Receiving, giving, both?
Both.
Both.
You know, I like
right.
giving because you relieve yourself also, so it feels
yeah,
good.
No,
like
peeing always feels good.
And, right. you know, you pee on someone. And
unless you're really uptight about your bodily functions. You know,
yeah. I am very uptight, by the
okay.
way. I don't know.
We'll discuss that in a moment. Yes, Brother Brad.
I love being uptight, but I still like to piss.
The chat room would like to know if it's the same Lydia Lunch from the No Wave scene.
I believe
or
so.
Or Teenage Jesus.
Would you please research that?
I'm Googling her right now.
She's highbrow. I don't remember all those specifics, but this is a
yes,
very intelligent
in the Richard Garner film. Yes,
group
Lydia
here
Lynch
in Mogul's, I think. Okay. They're actually referencing Lydia Lunch for us
fingered.
Before we've gotten... Okay.
Fingered.
Okay.
Cinephiles.
Okay, they... You know, you should
Lillian
get on a microphone.
Says she's so hot and awesome.
Lydia Lunch is hot and awesome. Okay. And Lydia Lunch, well, you know what?
Lydia Lunch is a writer. Sorry.
Yeah.
Writer, she did a soundtrack. She did a film, so I mean, just like multimedia.
Yeah, but Teenage Jesus, that's right, influential no wave band. She founded the too short lived but
none
influential
for you, Carlos.
No wave band Teenage Jesus and the Jerks in 1976 with her artistic partner, no wave punk funk jazz musician James Chance. Okay, so you know. We have a very well-informed audience on Mogulus. Can I just have some amens and a-women's?
Amen!
A-women!
Good question!
I mean, really, that is an exceptional question. That's great. All right, Brother Matt. Do you like our audience now? They're asking some hard questions. We got to look up.
Stuff I don't even know about.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Too young.
So Lydia Lunch turned you on to... Just the other side.
It was a good way for me to stay sane as a receptionist. I was telling Carlos the other day that I worked at this internet company and there was all computer programmers and they were really mean to me. Like I would
Aww.
Say good morning to everybody and they would just like walk by and
why?
I don't know. They were super smart, so I guess they were just in their own head.
That's how computer programmers are.
Really?
I have a few of them around here.
Well, super smart. Did they know you were reading Lydia Lunch?
I took it personally. Like, okay, fine.
That's pretty smart, reading Lydia Lunch. They probably don't even know who she is.
I feel very dumb for not knowing who Lydia Lunch is. Like, what have I done with my life?
All right. So you had these dumb but, you know, stuck-up computer programmers harassing you.
Ignoring me, yeah, but
no,
you're
way,
an intern
I'm a
harassing
computer programmer. Oh. I just want to say that.
Okay, but you're very nice. Yeah.
Not really, but okay.
Oh, okay.
I've been nice to you because you're hot.
Well, they were not.
Well, you probably didn't dress like that as a receptionist.
I didn't, but when I work in an office, I wear tight stuff, like sweaters and stuff. Mm-hmm. So.
No, you would still be hot, I can imagine.
Thank you. And I was blonde back then, too, so.
Still.
Ooh.
I mean, you're pink now, just yes. for our radio listeners. She's got pink hair. It's very gorgeous. I love it.
Thank you.
Now, have you always been very confident of your sexuality and your body, or did you have to learn that?
I had to learn that. It takes learning and just, you know, just accepting yourself and not basing your happiness on your weight because that's dumb. But I did it for a long time.
Well, you mean you used to try to change your weight?
Yeah, I used to think that if I was skinny, my life would be easy. Like, I would have boyfriends that were nice to me, and everything would be easy. And I wouldn't have problems. And then I became skinny, and life was the same.
Oh, really? You
yeah.
lost a bunch of weight?
Lost a bunch of weight.
When was that? Was that before
that was,
Carlos?
Yeah, that was... a while ago, like when I was in college, and I lost a lot of weight. I don't even know how. I was just like once a day or whatever, and and they say like I guess your metabolism is higher during like 18 whatever. So I lost weight, and then I realized oh I'm still kind of miserable. So I have to decide to be happy in my brain, and you know.
And you were happy being heavier.
Well, I'm just happy in my head. So, yeah. You know, I'm not going to let my body dictate my happiness.
Well, your body certainly dictates our happiness. We're very happy. Look at it.
Oh, thank you.
Seriously. You know, it's a great body.
Oh, thank you.
You make me want to eat more.
Okay.
I have a weight complex. Susie doesn't. She's naturally skinny, and you don't because you love who you are. But I do because I'm in between you two, and I gotta.
Oh, our sisters.
Well, it's true.
Sarah, you're very hot.
Well,
yes,
thank you.
Yes.
But still. Still, I mean, I appreciate that you're so fucking
even
happy.
Even with no makeup and a jack drupled.
I didn't shower today. I'm sorry. If I knew you were coming, you were so gorgeous, I totally would have dressed up.
Thank you. That's a compliment. No, but you look this. Jack what?
Jack drupled. Don't mention it. It's a nerdy shirt. I'm a computer programmer.
I thought it was a Jack.
Well, I do Jack Daniels.
So, were you very sexually active when you were, you know... Like
when I was younger, I wanted to keep my virginity, you know, but I don't know, like, do you guys consider vaginal sex losing virginity, or do you just consider any type of sexual act? Because for me, I considered, at that time, vaginal penetration.
Yes, my virginity. I was trained by Catholic girls who said that everything but the vagina doesn't count.
I have an opinion on this.
That's how I feel.
I think vaginal sex is what virginity is. But I'm totally fascinated by these girls that, like, dance around vaginal sex and give, like, 100 blowjobs and have, like, a bunch of anal sex and hand jobs and shit. And they're like, I'm a virgin. And I'm like, you have more sexual experience than I do, and you're still technically
a
virgin.
I think that is something that the Pope teaches.
It's an interesting kind of girl.
Did you grow up Catholic?
No, but my mom is Catholic.
Okay.
She grew up Catholic, so I think, you know, those beliefs just kind of trickle down onto her parenting style.
So and what did you grow up with? What religion?
The Christian.
Christian. Like, born again, or just, kind of
Christian. Presbyterian?
Oh, really?
I don't know. I don't really know the difference. Like,
me neither. I don't know what Presbyterian means. Very fascinating. It's Catholic light.
Catholic light.
Catholic light. I was going to say, it's a little
Catholic
bit
light.
Less intense. Right.
No, I'm wrong.
No, it's Episcopalian is the Catholic light. Presbyterian is genuine, middle-of-the-road Protestant, I think. That's my
I was born again.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right, so I don't know. Susie says that, so I just repeat it.
That you were born again.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I didn't know it was its own thing. I thought Presbyterians were born again.
It's because we're talking about religion that the music is coming up suddenly.
Oh, Max doesn't like religion.
No, he does. He's just giving it a little musical...
A little zest. Passion.
Yes, a little passion. Right. So.
Tion, in your religious upbringing, were you taught to, like, shame about sex? Or to hold out on your virginity?
Both. Yeah.
So how did you reconcile that? Well, hello.
How did I reconcile that? I don't know. I guess it's something kind of like the weight thing of, like, you know, just kind of growing up and...
Accepting yourself.
Yeah.
Did you have to go through it with your family?
Go through what?
Accepting your career and your life choices with your family?
I don't know. That's on them. Like, they know... I think most of them know because I'm on the internet and stuff. So
have they seen you? Have they seen these fabulous pictures of you?
You know what? I have to admit that I have a very supportive family. Like, my cousins come out to our events, and, you know, it's kind of awkward.
Cool.
It's really cool to have them there, you know,
wow.
at our events. And, yeah, so they accept me and love me. I'm lucky.
Oh, wow.
How about
you
the
are.
Parents?
Well, my dad passed away, but my mom, she's like, don't ask, don't tell, you know, but I still tell her, I get excited about stuff, you know, on the way here, I was like,
right, and when you have success, you want to share it with her, right?
Yeah, I'm like, I'm going to be on the radio, you know, she's like, good luck,
well, radio,
good luck.
You know, yeah.
I mean,
she comes to gallery shows, and yeah, so she
does see pictures of you in the gallery shows. Are you naked in any pictures?
I think she's okay with nude, but none of the The womb
that I started with, of course, because I'm so
I know, you had to take it up to the highest notch.
I know, right away. Just get that out of the way.
What did you say, womb?
The womb room.
The womb room. She does not want to see my womb room.
Right. All right.
But, however, she's very supportive of Carlos and I working together. Actually, last week, she arranged this whole shoot location. We shot at her man's house. He's a hunter, and he has all kinds of... considering animals, so
ooh,
she arranged all that, and you know, we came in.
How awesome!
Bestiality fantasy, ew, right there.
It's like ew
and ooh.
So today on the phone, she was like, "Yeah, that's how I felt." Yeah. On the phone, she said, "Get everything you needed." Oh, but did you get it? I'm like, yeah. So I don't know exactly what she was asking me, but she was very into it. So I'm lucky. Yeah,
you are.
Yeah,
you are. You're loved. And you have a great situation going on here.
Thank you.
And you create that. I mean, and you also help to empower lots of women who might have a negative body image, who might, you know, be
ooh,
a little.
Can I mention something?
You
told me
over
earlier.
So-called ideal. Do you want to interrupt me?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She's the first plus-sized toy. You know?
Oh yeah, my cyber skin pussy is the first plus-size.
I know.
Toy.
Yeah, let's see. Let's see this toy.
You had it
where
right
it?
Next to you, didn't you?
I don't have it.
So
here.
I don't know. What's the appropriate word for this? Is it like a...
Is the toy... Oh, here's the toy.
Pussy mold.
Okay. Here we have a... Oh, it is heavy.
Yeah, it's 8 pounds.
Wow.
So it feels ultra realistic.
Wow. I had a dick so I could experience it.
Ah. Okay, have a look here. This in our studio. We are looking at the... Amazing,
you want to pass that over to
April? It's heavy. Amazing April Flores, voluptuous cyber skin pussy. I was going to say, you know, could she get one of my dildos so they can
let's
fall in love?
Fuck her pussy with a dildo.
Can we get one of the dildos? Can somebody?
That's the greatest idea ever.
Get a dildo. Can we do that?
Can we open
sure.
this?
Yes, please.
We can open this.
Yeah,
I think it's really okay. Awesome that you're the first plus sized cyber skin.
That is
a huge market for it. As a
you should let us get a look at it.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, here we go. Oh,
I mean, it's not just business. I mean,
the Mogulist guys.
Women
see
pride
it.
And that shit. But still,
right,
market
right.
Share of a business
a
is
caller.
Huge. Oh, we have a caller. Okay.
And
I'll be quiet.
He's from Ocean Side. He's on line two. His name is Matthew. Hello, Matthew. Hi, Matthew.
Your book.
Hi, Matthew. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Excellent. So I'm in here with April Flores.
Hi, April.
Hi.
And Sarah.
Hello.
Sarah.
And Carlos. Okay, I've got the dildo basket.
It's like a picnic basket.
Oh, yeah,
dildos.
Definitely. Okay.
That's what Little Riding Hood had in her past
year.
That's why the wolf was after her.
My God, I want to dress Lisa up like
okay.
Little Red Riding
so,
Hood right
well, let's
now.
Talk to Matthew. He's on the line. Let's not ignore
oh,
him.
Oh, sorry, Matthew.
Oh, Matthew, what are you doing? Oh, here's a sword. Maybe I'll use this sword. Okay. So what do you need, Matthew? What did you want to talk about? Or maybe a pink one. How about, or a black one? A black
yeah.
One. Oh, here's more of an African American one. Okay, what are we talking about, Matthew? Oh.
Ah.
Oh, no.
Engineer, we need to.
Engineer, please. We were ignoring Matthew.
Well, he wasn't that exciting.
He wasn't really. He wasn't.
He was like, Dr. Susan, I'm about to come.
What could I say when I. The basket of dildos
you said
brought to me?
Exactly what you needed to say.
Okay.
And he jizzed. And he hung up.
Actually, you know what? You're absolutely right.
I know.
That's what happened. You know? I was too good to him.
You were.
Okay.
He gave him too much. Next time I want you to be ruder.
Okay, I will be. I will be. That'll make him last longer, you know? Being rude always makes him
unless
last longer.
Unless they get off on rude women and then...
I need someone in my technical department...
Oh.
...to open the... The April Flores.
I'm not in the physical tech.
Voluptuous cyber skin pussy.
Lillian, perhaps you
and,
can do that.
And then I don't know, we should probably put it on a chair and bring it over, because I imagine holding it.
I would like to pass it around with the dildo.
Very
handy. All take turns.
I'm telling you, it's fucking her. We might need to take turns by going to it.
Oh.
I think April's pussy is the kind that you don't pass around.
You have go to
go
it.
To
yeah,
it.
She makes you come to her.
Yeah.
8 pounds is not that much. You can hand me 8 pounds and I will I'll dildo it.
8 pounds, you know, it's a lap full.
Do we need some lube for this experiment?
Yeah, I think we do. I think we're gonna need some lube. Oh yeah, look that.
Oh, Lillian comes prepared.
Oh, it comes
with
lube.
Yeah.
I thought Lillian was prepared with lube. The pussy came.
Oh,
prepared.
The pussy came prepared with lube. And, you know, pussy's open ended for easy cleaning. Waterproof. So you
I've never had
fun.
One. Have you ever played with one?
No, yes. I haven't.
This is
you just decided to do it.
Right,
you never
so
like
that was a
yeah.
No, I would probably do the same thing. I'd be like, sure, you can play with mine. But
let's
I'm not
bring
play
it over
yours.
Here.
Okay. I will play with you, Sarah. But I will not play with mine.
Ah, you're so nice. Wait,
it's,
that's no fun.
What if
my playing with yours means I want you to play with yours?
Stuff.
That's my ultimatum. I can see you finger yourself. No, seriously though. Flores.
Yes.
I can't imagine that you have a mold of your own pussy and you haven't fingered it.
I don't know. It just takes vanity to the next level.
No.
I know. I have like a big
it takes curiosity to the next level.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to think about it like that.
Susie.
Because I just feel so
Susie.
Strange doing
but
it.
But all these years you've let boys finger you.
Yes. Yeah. You know, and I have fingered myself, so
television.
What's the difference?
Okay,
well, I should have done that as part of the test process. Does it feel like it feels like when I do it to
no,
self?
Right?
We were having a fucking scintillating conversation over here.
I lost you. I lost you. I can't hear you. Pull something, Susan. I can't hear you. I cannot hear you.
We've
you
lost
something
Susan.
Out. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, there you are. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
So,
okay.
You know, please.
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 Please. Okay, I'm back. So, now. Hi, April.
Yes, doctor.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling so good. I love it here. Can I move in?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sorry. Susie, can she move in?
You know what? Maybe you can.
I think
except
you can.
We might put you to work as a receptionist.
but you dress like that.
Yeah, we'll film you. And we'll film you.
A fair trade-off.
And
I'm totally into it.
Because we are filtering a lot.
Okay.
But, you know, we could do a webcam.
Oh, she would be the hottest sex
you know, therapist. I mean, and it would kill birds with one stone. You'd be actually on the phone, which is something that's needed here at the Institute, plus making a hot video for all of our fans.
Yeah.
And
I can multitask.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Okay, where do I sleep?
I have a random question.
Yeah.
Do you have an accent?
I don't know. I don't think I do. But I guess.
What is that accent?
You've got an accent. Like La Puente accent?
La Puente
is that a La Puente accent?
Yeah, that's
do you I have, mean. I mean, did your parents have an accent or?
Well, my parents speak Spanish, so.
Parents speak Spanish. I mean, you've got
like say, Sarah, enough with the accent.
It's sexy. It's very sexy.
Well,
oh, thank you.
I said enough with the accent.
Okay, sorry. I squeezed that in. Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. I want to get down to the nitty-gritty here.
Okay, and you're like, really getting a lot of stuff out of me. I'm having fun.
You like to have someone getting stuff out of you?
Yes.
Yeah? Does that mean you squirt?
I squirted a few times,
yeah.
Yes.
I'm just talking about getting stuff out of you. What makes you squirt?
Carlos.
Carlos, you are the answer to, like, half the questions I'm asking.
I'll put this over here.
Yeah. Well, we're
Carlos,
super close.
What's your secret? You got to do one of those shows like they do on, you know, seduction or something. How to get a woman, you know, how to get any woman you want to be a porn star, you know.
No, what? Only one woman can do it. That's April Flores.
And that's the first thing you have to say, guys.
She's a muse.
She's
extraordinary. She's not an ordinary person. It's not really a joke. I really love her, and she's an environment throughout.
How did you two actually meet?
We met at a gallery opening. It's a cheesy story, but it's totally real.
It's romantic.
What kind of art?
I was photography. It was photography.
Really? Your art? Your photography?
No, we were at a gallery that I had a show at a couple months before that, and she was with a cousin.
Okay, so you were kind of relaxed. It wasn't your stuff on the wall.
Yeah, it wasn't my stuff.
Right, so you met this amazing, beautiful, voluptuous woman. Are you like into voluptuous women anyway?
I think so, definitely. I saw her in the street light, and she was really, really, she has nice skin. I mean, she has good skin.
Yeah.
I am a photographer, so actually I thought she was very good, so. I gave her the cheesiest line ever. Guys don't use it, but I said, are you a model?
Do you model?
Yeah.
Are you a model? I did say that.
And you did.
And I did. I would have said yes, no matter what he asked me, but yeah.
She was amazing our first shoot. I mean, I have to honestly say that, you know, she didn't start out like doing porn like 9 years ago. I asked her to be in a bikini because I wanted to see a voluptuous woman in a bikini. I've been shooting a lot of models, traditional models, and a lot of actresses. And I wanted to have an image that was...
Meat.
I want a little meat, but also for the guy to really see something cool. And she did it. She was very confident, and she put it off. And you know, that was a testament to like, all the other people I photographed before. So she's fearless, and she's a really awesome woman. Just besides, like, you know, people, you know, doing sexual things, she's a really fascinating, interesting, smart woman that I'm really excited to work with all the time.
Ooh.
Thank you.
You guys got it down. I mean, you know how to talk about each other.
Thank
really.
You.
Very good. No conflict
that was real. That
apparent.
Was real.
Anyway, that's great. So you've been married. Well, let me ask you this. Did you start with the romance or with the picture taking?
The picture taking.
Ooh. So part of seduction was, I'm a photographer. Right? I mean, this is helpful to guys out there. Right? You know, part of it.
Otherwise, most guys, they want to fuck the girls. Like, if right. Most guys, like, two frames in, come fuck.
Well, you know, with girls that aren't as intelligent as April, you could not have so much professional experience being a photographer.
True.
I mean, you could kind of wing that if you're not a bad photographer, okay. You know? Yeah. Anyway, it's a good thing, guys. Take pictures of the girl, and how long before you got all her clothes off?
It was a few months, actually.
Few months?
Yeah.
I was actually pretty uptight about it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I really liked her.
Aw.
No, I'm serious. I really liked her.
You were uptight? She wasn't uptight? You were the uptight one?
No, I was photographed. I had shot for a bunch of, like, Taboo World, a bunch of LFP magazines. I was a photographer way before I met her, so. I wasn't really.
And have you ever been a model yourself?
Oh, God, no.
A few times, yes.
Oh, for April, yes.
Ooh. Yeah. For other people, right?
For some art photographers, now and then I'll do it.
But have you ever
really
done any...
Very uncomfortable.
Have you done porn?
No. I intend to win an Academy Award. My goal is to let April be the star, and I'll direct.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Anything with me in it is personal. Like,
okay.
I do it for art photographers, but... Trying to be like, I'm not like a pseudo.
Right. You see yourself more as a director, both professionally and even in a relationship.
Absolutely. But even when I shot her for I was shooting her for like Big Bud, it was very intense for me. So I didn't even start enjoying the process until very recently. Because I take that serious. We get very serious when we're shooting. It's real, I guess.
Wow.
I'm sorry. I'll speak
no, that's
closer.
Okay. No, and so, how do you feel when you see her having sex with another man in your movie?
It's pretty cool. I mean, we were very, the couple, we do our own thing. Like, we were really into this book called Porn Art 1 and 2. By Domain, a French photographer.
Ah.
And featured his girlfriend at the time, his wife, Chloe. And it's a pretty interesting boundary to take.
To get more into the boundaries of marriage and swinging, I guess we would call it, or porn, in a moment. But I have another special guest who I also met on Twitter, who is now on the line, and her name is Oceana. Hello, Oceana.
Hello, beautiful. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm having a wonderful show. I'm here with April Flores, a.k.a. Fatty Score D.
Oh, I know, the voluptuous biker babe.
Yes, yes,
yeah,
that's
cool.
Her movie. And Sister Sarah Sue, at Sarah Sue.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
We've all met on Twitter. So
it's a great place, isn't it?
It is. It certainly is. How long have you been on there?
Oh, goodness, not very long. Maybe 2 months.
And oh, that's okay. That's actually less time than I've been on there. So you did join us for Twitter Sex Tuesday, did you?
No, I missed that.
Well, there's next Tuesday. That's the beautiful thing about Twitter Sex Tuesday. It's every Tuesday.
There's always another day.
And you have to be careful not to blow your whole load on the first Twitter Sex Tuesday. You gotta stretch them out, you know.
Right, right.
So every Tuesday.
So, you know, the idea is that you can mention, just like on Follow Friday, when you say who you'd like to follow, who you think people should follow, you're basically saying who you like to have sex with, maybe who you think other people should have sex with, or
right.
Who you're having sex with.
No, that's too intense.
No, you shouldn't be Twittering.
I think
that'd
be cool.
I'll do it if I drop anyone.
Yeah.
Well, no, it's real if it's all like misspelled and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. That would be cool. Right, right. So, you also do a radio show, don't you? Oceana.
Actually, I have. I actually produce a radio station.
Oh. Well, aren't you important? Wow. You produce a radio station. Well, tell us about that. We're all interested.
I'm sorry. I'm having a little trouble hearing you. I press the phone as tightly as I can against my ear.
Okay.
And
well, we'll see what we can do to boost ourselves. So your radio station is called Radio Dentata, isn't that?
Yeah,
right.
Radio with teeth.
Radio with teeth, because, of course, the old Latin term for a vagina with teeth is la vagina dentata. Vagina dentata.
Is that like a dangerous woman?
It's more like a
like
vagina
castration.
With teeth. You know, like dentata.
Nobody has that.
Yes, but that's an ancient
fear. It was a French term for castration and wrongly attributed to Freud.
Actually, it's not actually that ancient, because in the 1950s we couldn't see what it looked like.
Are you still there? Mm-hmm. I don't hear anything now.
No, really. Okay.
Our callers still can't hear Max.
We got to solve that problem.
Producer Lisa, put that on the list to solve by next week.
Okay, what do we got here? Anyway, Oceana, we're going to have one again so that you can hear us better, because, you know.
And I like your insights.
We do. Oh. Hello? Is she there?
Hello? Oh, there I don't know what the clicking noise was.
The clicking noise is us experimenting with our sound.
Okay. Oh,
you know, that goes along with the awesome technology. So, the vagina with teeth is actually old fear that, you know, comes up in different generations of men who have a castration fear, and actually it's kind of real. I mean, there have been different societies in which the women have seduced the soldiers of enemy troops into having sex with them, and then they might have a razor blade inside their vagina.
How does that work?
Like vagina?
How do I put a razor blade
the
in
Vietnamese,
my vagina?
Some Viet Cong girls did that with American boys, actually.
Is there a device, a razor blade vagina device?
Yeah, I'm sure there is, yeah.
I've never seen one. I would like to have a picture of that to blog about it.
I wouldn't.
I imagine it would probably be very much like those snippers that they use for cigars.
There you go. She knows all about it. She knows all about the vagina cock snippers.
You know what I imagine? Did anyone see the movie Seven?
That's so terrifying.
Yeah, okay. Right? One of the seven deadly sins was sex, and he made this penis grating vagina machine. It was really bad. Anyway, Lorena. Okay, so, but do you talk about these kind of things? What do you usually talk about? Vagina dentata. I mean, not vagina. Radio dentata.
Radio dentata actually is one of those stations that has a little bit of everything. Our whole thing is to get people to stop living in their little compartments. People enjoy sex, and they enjoy poetry, and they enjoy art, and they enjoy all different kinds of things, and that's what we kind of offer. We have cooking shows, and we have slam poetry, and we have interviews with porn stars, and we have sexy stories, and all kinds of
things. Do you do phone interviews?
Pardon?
Do you do telephone interviews?
Yes, we do.
Well, you've got to interview April.
Oh, definitely. In fact, I bet you Dark Lady's probably planning that because she's one of our show hosts.
Dark Lady.
There you go.
I knew that was something you guys would all know.
Dark Lady wrote Voluptuous Babes.
Really?
Yeah.
Dark Lady won't have me on her show. I don't know. I think she's... I don't know what to say about it. I don't know. Should I complain?
Well,
too controversial. Dark Lady, Howard Stern. There's a few people that will not...
Don't complain yet. We'll just email her after the show.
I don't even want to be on her show if she doesn't invite me. I really don't. But, you know. Anyway, I have nothing against her except that I think...
We demand invitations.
I'm just saying. I could say some shit, but...
It's kind of true.
I'll hold back.
Why don't you say it?
Well, then, we'll have you
because
on...
We want to be polite. And she's on your... She's your... One of your hosts, I guess.
We have 28 shows, so we're quite a few shows.
Okay. Well, maybe I'll be on with another one.
Yeah, I could arrange that.
And April will, of course, be on with Dark Lady, because they're friends.
So. Should we shout our caller out on Twitter?
Shout our caller out. Oh, yeah, well, you could do that.
I mean, I'm Twittering right now, so what's her Twitter name?
Radio Dentata. We've been saying it over
Radio Dentata.
No underscores?
No.
All right, just pure teeth.
Thank you.
All right, I'm about to shout you out. We have a vampire theme tonight, anyway.
I love vampires.
Is that part of this?
Sexy.
Vampires?
Vampire.
I heard that word.
Yes, we have. Vampire, kind of fishist. We're a couple of them here.
Oh, how wonderful.
You're also into the vampire erotica?
I love it. And we also have the show host that does paranormal erotica stories.
Ooh.
And he interviews authors that write it. It's a fascinating show. Actually, we don't have a show name for it, and we're trying to run a contest to get a show name for him. He's quite an unusual man. He's a little over 6 foot tall and almost an albino. And
he can read your mind. He can tell who you want to do without you saying.
I think he tells you who you're going to do.
So he's more into mind control.
Yes, very much.
Oh, that's a little scary. Do you like that? Well, I don't think you would. Because after all, you got your mind is controlled by Carlos.
I know,
no,
right?
I'm just kidding.
the mind control is kind
of
cool. I like
a very strong person.
Paranormal.
No, of course she's a very strong person. But Carlos, you know, a very strong person sometimes needs another person. You know,
that's
bring
true.
Them out.
It has to be an equal give and take. Otherwise,
this
the
world
person will leave.
It's tough.
We're total yin and yang. I mean, she's my soft part.
You seem pretty hard.
Are we talking about mentally, or are we talking below the belt?
Yes.
Our Mogulus fans would like April to show some boobies.
Oh, my God! I'm so glad someone else asked for that. All right.
My double D?
I was going to ask, but April...
Here?
Yes, April is going to... Boobies.
Wait, that little red light over there, that's our Mogulus fans.
Right over here.
Should
okay.
I stand up?
Okay. So you can bring your camera over there. We are now having a grand boobie showing.
Yay for boobies!
Yay!
Yay, boobies!
Oh, wow.
Dear Mogulus fans,
beautiful.
My request is she turns around, too.
Yeah, we want both things.
Well, yay!
Yeah. Slowly, move around. Yes, lovely. You could direct a little bit.
Oh, yeah, you're the director.
Yeah, play with them. Mm-hmm.
Funny with that pink skirt, too.
Yeah, that's lovely. Oh, yeah. Oh. Shake a.
Ooh. I don't
know.
Are you watching?
I recently learned that some guys like to see him hang.
Hang. Yes, so, you know, yes, right.
Susie tried to talk me into that once. I didn't understand, but
it's the hanging thing.
Yeah,
oh,
guys
course.
Like the hang.
And there's a doggy style thing going on there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know.
When they flop during the doggy
and
style.
The hanging shows their full kind of length. There you go. We're just enjoying April's boobies, just in case you were wondering what silence was.
DearMogulus.com.
I hear you enjoying. It sounded lovely.
Check our video stream. The radio show is going silent. Because there's boobies in the room.
I don't know. Don't put away.
No, okay.
Please. Just say don't put away.
I think they should stay out for the rest of the show.
So. Are you comfortable? Can you unbutton the button so you're comfortable? Be comfortable.
It's like a top, but I can...
Okay.
Get comfortable
Get
with
comfortable
the boobs
out.
I'm
just asking for comfort. You know, because you seem like you need to be comfortable and want you to be comfortable.
Thank you.
In fact, here's a gift.
Oh,
this
you.
Is a Doc Johnson pocket rocket.
Oh, thank you very much. And it's red.
It's red,
thank
exactly,
you.
To match
yes.
your personality.
Thank you.
And it's, it, you
oh,
know, it does the trick.
You have batteries. Thank you.
You have a pocket rocket already?
No, I have a bullet.
Okay.
But I have this. Thank you.
This is something you need. You
Thank
can
you so
keep
much,
it
doctor.
Home or in your glove compartment.
Oh, the pocket rocket is one of the best vibrators.
Thank
it
you.
Is. It is.
Especially
it's
for
compact.
It's an all-purpose vibrator.
And as long as we're giving out red things, we have Chinese aphrodisiacs for everyone.
Let's eat them immediately,
okay.
And then we'll all fuck each other.
Oh, thank you.
Yay!
Put your money where your mouth is. Put your aphrodisiacs where your mouth is.
I doubt I'm all
Oh, that's too funny.
That's why the radio is so cool.
You know about Chinese aphrodisiacs, Miss Oceana?
I have not heard of them before, but it sounds quite fascinating.
Well, unlike Fatty D, I would not say that delicious. They
taste like dick.
Sort of.
If you ate it with your teeth, not just sucked it, you
with
know.
Your throat.
Hey, wait a minute now.
Am I allowed to say dick on the radio? Yes,
it's
I'm Dick and Harry.
So you're fine.
Right. I mean, we're on so many news stations tonight. Wait, are we on Pal Talk or just Mogulus?
We're on several.
Okay, and not Pal Talk now. We're not on Pal Talk. We are on Mogulus.
We are
on
Mogulus and Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, so you open the little red box. Have you got the little red box?
This cart's open.
Yeah.
I just smash
just
it.
Like,
you have to smash it.
Oh, thank you.
And then you get this. And then the white ball you have to too.
Yeah,
eat the white part.
Don't eat the white ball, okay? But
we get music for aphrodisiacs.
Fine.
The fucking white ball in a fucking box.
Pounding music.
Right, got it. Okay, this is our pounding music by Megan.
Smash the white. Oh, you got it.
Smash the ball.
You smash the ball until it opens.
And we have... Yes, you smash the ball.
And inside the ball is the treasure.
Ooh,
do
no.
I have a camera on this? Look, there's the treasure.
Okay, I gotta smash the ball.
Now, I heard that this ball is made out of four kinds of dick.
Is. Okay. Now,
it's got donkey dick, dog dick,
and antelope dick.
Antelope?
No.
And her.
Antelope. That's correct.
Okay, antelope dick.
I know these things.
Okay,
you heard it from me. It's dog dick, antelope dick, and dick.
And is it three kinds of dick or four kinds of dick?
Three kinds.
Three
and
kinds
you're supposed
of dick.
To eat the paper. Yeah. Yes.
Eat the paper.
The paper looks scary. I don't know if I want to eat the paper. Should I eat the paper?
paper, really? Did you guys need to eat paper?
Yeah, you do eat the paper. Paper's the best part.
If April's eating the paper,
I will eat the paper. But the Chinese pharmacist that sells them to us says that it's all herbs.
No, it's not that bad. Good. I don't think
See,
it's that bad.
April joins the pleasures of gastronomic adventure.
If I call it whole, will I miss out on the experience?
No, you might be totally
well, every man
out.
In the audience will love you.
Okay, here we go.
Swallow it.
I am not chewing that shit. So swallowed.
No.
It's not that bad to me.
You swallowed it whole?
I swallowed it whole. Dissolve that shit in my stomach. I do not want that process happening in my mouth.
I kind of liked it.
It's good. I like how it feels like once it's gone down. I think it's got...
It tastes like maybe like if you would eat...
Gritty...
Eat like an herb or something?
An herb.
I feel like there's totally an orgy going on later.
It must be everyone eating all that.
All that dick eaten at one time.
It's some... It's powerful
So how
stuff.
Can they call all that dick an herb? Because I thought an herb was something that grew in the ground.
It's a mystery. I don't think that the word ground is associated with herb. See?
No, think of it as a plant.
We don't really know what is in this ball. That's the bottom line.
I don't think the Chinese who sold us the aphrodisiac ever said the word herb.
Yes, they did.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no, they did.
So they said the word dick.
No, they don't say the word dick. That's Professor Mel Gordon who said the word dick. And
I don't know who that is.
That first introduced me to Chinese aphrodisiac.
I feel so high right now.
Weimar of show. Right, does get you high.
That dick got me fucking high.
And he said, as we were eating it, what you're eating is a combination of dog dick, antelope dick, and deer dick. And we
Wait, none of which are herbs. Those aren't herbs.
No, exactly. So we went and we got this thing. We had the box and we found them in Chinatown. And in Chinatown, we got them, and we said, well, what is really in this? Is this like, well, we said penis, because, of course, we didn't want to say dick in a
We have to learn
Chinese
how to say
pharmacy.
Penis in Chinese,
penis.
So we can go into the Chinese pharmacy and
say, and no, he
understood English.
He went, oh, no, just herb. Just herb.
I liked it. I don't know.
It was
good.
Whatever it is,
it
doesn't taste like any penis I have ever tasted.
It didn't taste like
exactly.
penis, but, you know, I've never have tried dog.
Exactly. You've never had antelope penis.
I've never taken a bite.
So what do you know about how antelope penis tastes?
Hey,
and now
what do you know about me and antelope? Oops. Nothing.
Oh, my.
Sarah is like getting spicy from that
ball. Numb? Like mouth
it
numb a little bit?
Exactly.
I agree.
April is very sensitive to what's going on.
Tactile stimulation.
Yes. It does make your tongue numb. The back of your
it
throat.
It tastes like cocaine in that respect.
Oh.
But with that twangy Chinese
no.
kind of earthy taste.
Sorry. It is an earthy... Oh.
And I
that's
music.
The cocaine music listeners.
Just kidding.
The song cocaine.
The texture of this ball is like chewy, kind of like a brownie.
It's very chewy. It
speaking,
is a little bit chocolatey.
Speaking of cocaine,
Now that doesn't sound bad.
Susan?
Yes?
Speaking of cocaine, we should tell about our new liqueur.
Is there a ball limit?
The cocaine liqueur, but I don't know if we have it here.
Yes, we have it here.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been
Let's
drinking
have
it all
try a new kind of liqueur. It's agua poco leaf liqueur.
Ooh. I will have to pass,
legal.
Thank you, but maybe Carlos?
Perhaps
I've
Carlos
had one,
would
I had like 4 glasses of wine already, and did all.
Oh. Who's driving? You're driving.
Here's
so
what
don't
we
pass
do.
The liqueur on to him. That's
you know,
right.
you're
not
what you do with this curve. You have to get the lime powder. Do we have lime powder?
Hey, I'll get it.
Uh-huh.
Grab us the liqueur and the lime powder, and then we will revisit the Jack.
Yes, we will. We will revisit that with
Cool, sometimes I'm a lightweight.
In the meantime,
so.
We have this beautiful pussy here.
Alright, let's play it. Do we have our black cock handy? Let's cock
we
that.
Have this black cock. It's not that black. Actually, this looks like Obama.
It's like something. A Middle Eastern cock.
That's a Latino dick right there.
It's not that dark, no. We don't want to focus just yet on, you know, totally visual things. We should talk.
Why?
Because it's radio.
I'll describe it.
Yeah, descriptions.
There you go. Okay. Do you want to fuck penis while, or fuck the pussy of the penis while I describe it, or
should we trade?
Let's. No. I see that the pussy is out of the box. The pussy is out of the box.
It is on the chair. It is spread wide, and it needs a highly lubricated unit to poke it.
Do we really have to do this?
Oh, we don't have to.
No, we don't have to.
We can tell a story. No, I'll do it while you... I mean, you have... You want... Let's wait a bit.
Okay.
Because Master Control... Max...
How long... Is our show going till 12? Is our show going till 12:30?
Our show is going till 12:30. Okay. So we have plenty of time to...
We gotta fuck the pussy before the show.
Yes, absolutely. Okay. So... and we still have Oceana on the line.
Right, and I'm listening intensely here. There,
how do you feel about the whole idea?
I'm catching most of it, I think.
Yes. Now, Oceana, how do you feel about toys?
How do I feel about toys?
Yes, you know, cyber skin, vibrators, toys.
Oh, I think that every girl... girls, any kind of gender, should have a whole stock room of them. They're an enhancer.
Yes.
And that I think that every female should be brought up learning how to pleasure herself, because if she doesn't know her own body and what turns her on, she'll never have a partner who will.
Thank you. Does this have a top?
I agree, Oceana. I really agree with that. I think little girls should also not be made to feel guilty if they're masturbating. Like,
ooh, definitely right. No guilt. No
guilt. I was really right. Like made to feel really bad. So,
really, ooh, let's hear about that. I mean, even though that's wrong, okay, we have to make clear that it's wrong to make little girls feel really bad about masturbating. But our pretty minds always want to hear about it. So, what happened to you?
It's turning into therapy.
Well, I am a therapist.
Oh, okay.
It's my job.
Okay, so...
My day job.
Okay, so then, I don't know, it would just get caught, and their parents get mad at me, and say, don't do that, but not really give me a reason why, like...
Wait, for touching
don't
yourself?
Don't do that, yeah.
And how did they catch you touching yourself?
Well, you know, I was in the bedroom, or
they walked in on you in the bedroom and caught
well,
you?
Well, yeah, I was a little kid,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, of course.
Like,
how little?
Like, the bathtub, like, five or six? I don't know.
I started when I was two.
Five or six, you touch yourself.
Sure.
No, mine was late in your eye.
You had that teen Christian puritanicalism drilled right
in
you.
I would dream about it. Like, you know, like I would know it in my head that the vagina was important, but I wouldn't personally touch it.
When my mother caught me playing with myself, she said, at the dinner table.
Susie.
Dr. Susie. Well, she didn't say Dr. Susie.
Well, that's what I say.
And she said,
little Susie.
Rick said, take your hands out of your pants. Your hands are dirty and it's clean down there.
But you that's nice. You know what? I think I did it in school also. So I think that my teacher, my second grade teacher, talked to my parents about it. And I think they were... embarrassed, but they shouldn't have made me feel bad about it. Just say, like, this is private, do it privately.
Were you coming?
I think I was.
You were. You think
you were coming?
I think so.
Were you coming?
Keep going until, like, second grade, like, keep going until
really?
It feels really good.
Coming.
Didn't come until way after 18.
I came at 19. As my 19 orgasm.
Maybe way
my
after
first deliberate orgasm. When was your first deliberate orgasm? Do you know?
Oh, deliberate?
Probably
no.
Understand what that's supposed to be about. I think they probably said it feels good enough.
Right. That's what I was thinking. It was just like, it's something that feels good, kind of like scratching an itch. My first deliberate orgasm wasn't until like teens. But back then, you know, I was just like, oh, it feels good.
Well, I used to feel like an ache, you know? And I have to like rub it, like it hurt. It was aching, but that feeling of orgasm didn't come until like... 19, you know? It was maybe 12 when the age of aching came around, but no release until 19.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't know how you girls...
I don't know if I released or orgasmed, but I thought it felt good and like, oh, it feels so good, I have to stop.
It
good, maybe because it itched. No, I ask you. You're like, it's itching.
April. You were a voluptuous girl when you were in high school and
yes.
college, right?
Yes.
You only went through a brief period when you slimmed down for
correct.
Just to see if you could do it. And you saw you could do it, and you thought, okay, you know what?
It's not as fun, right?
Right. Okay. But when, I mean, do you feel like there's a certain type of guy that, you know, I mean, I know Carlos obviously loves you for so much about you, not just your body type, but means, although he does like that body type. But do you feel like a certain kind of guy that likes your body type, that likes the voluptuous woman?
I don't know. I can't really say there's this ABC guy. I don't know. I guess there's just what I'm learning is there's, it takes lines, and that, you know, people like everything. So there's somebody that likes what you have, I guess.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
Oh,
even guys
God.
Whose type are like skinny model girls, like their penis is still going to get hard when you're around, you know?
Well, that's true too.
So then, beautiful beyond just being a
right, and they're girl. Faced by the whole like, oh my God, my penis is hard, but it's not my type. Now what do we do?
Right. And you have to realize that type is not associated to boner. Like, boner is totally independent from type.
Yeah.
So we now have our agua coca leaf curve before us.
I have to pee desperately, by the way.
Okay.
Dear listeners, I have to pee.
I actually have to pee as well, but, you know,
as soon as we take this girl shot, I'm fucking...
Yeah. We were talking about golden showers before.
No, there's no golden showers going on here. I'm going to run to the bathroom.
Well, there's going to be a gold shower going on here?
There will be. The whole porcelain god will be showered.
Okay.
In the meantime, shall we aqua liqueur?
Yeah. Well, in the meantime. Okay, now.
You can talk to us.
Whoa, what happened?
Dr. Okay. Susan Block.
Hello, Dr. Susan Block. The commercial.
Should I go to the bathroom for you?
Dr. Susan
okay,
Block
I'm going to the bathroom. All right.
Arts and Sciences. Special psychotherapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone set experience or a combination. World-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo. And help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497. Anytime. You need to talk.
I hope they have all those calls.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web. And now,
from Los Angeles, California, you're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web. And we're taking a little break, and you've been listening to us live, and no matter where you are in the world right now, make yourselves very comfortable, and we're going to be right back as soon as everyone is done peeing. Everyone is peeing right now. And my name is Max. I'm your chief engineer tonight. My assistant co-pilot, Brandon, is right here, and where are you here?
Now I just lost the recording.
And then, of course, we have we have a caller on the line, and we have a very we have a very strange radio station.
Lillian, motorboat you?
Yeah.
What is that?
I'm taking off my glasses.
And we're gonna motorboat.
It came done to me.
Oh. Motorboating. This is not something.
Is the camera following you guys up to the bathroom?
And I'll do you before we leave.
Okay, everyone is returning here.
Motorboat?
That's really.
Who do I need to ask you motorboat means? Okay. What motorboat means?
Whoa.
I have no idea what it
means.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
Oh, we still have our darling caller
yeah,
on the line.
Right.
I had to pee. It felt great.
Well, I'm glad. That's why we took so long. So we didn't have the only problem.
We're coming back.
Okay. fountain?
Okay, no, I need my headsets. Okay. Hello, hello.
Hello, hello again.
Hello. Dear engineer, give us Mike on Susie.
Yeah, baby.
Oh, there we go.
Sisters, lovers, and sinners. We are back from
more.
After our brief.
Yes.
Alright, so we're back for more deliciousness on Radio Susie 1. Worldwide revolution, worldwide sexual revelation on the World Wide Web. And I'm here with my guest, the voluptuous Fatty D. April Flores. Alright.
Alright.
Radio.
We're doing radio. I'm doing radio.
Oh, we're on the air.
What? Cause standing up?
No.
Is that a problem?
You're hot because you're standing up.
Okay.
Can I say, dear radio listeners, Susie has constructed one of the most gorgeous outfits.
I love the outfit.
Oh,
I love it.
So masterful. Yes. Masterful of outfits. There's like some pink booty shorts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A little lacy shorts.
Black lace garters. Two different kinds of garters.
A bike belt with some chains. I mean, she's fucking rocking.
Well,
tonight.
I did the biker theme because, you know, it's like they
love and you two look fucking gorgeous together. We're going to have great pictures later.
Yeah, we're going to do more pictures.
I wish you guys had let me in on the pink and black memo. I might have played along, but...
Hey, you love pink and black. I got no pink. I'm only
your headband.
All black.
Well.
Yeah. It's brown.
How about you, Radio Dan Todd?
The only pink I have is under my shirt, so I could take that off.
Ooh, take it fucking
take it off.
Off.
Are you talking about your nipples?
Yes.
Are they hard?
Always.
Always?
How does this one go around?
Really? You've got always hard nipples?
Pretty much. Well,
she's got always pink.
They're always pink, that's for sure.
Yeah. Aww. That's sweet. Are they, like, pierced or anything?
No, unfortunately no.
Oh, unfortunately, so you're going to get it done?
I don't know if I have enough nerve. It took me a long time to get my ears pierced.
Nerve. Do you have anything pierced?
Just my ears, but I do want to get, like, my pussy pierced.
I was surprised that your nipples don't have any piercings.
No, my nipples are super sensitive. I don't know about Oceana. Maybe we both have super sensitive nipples. Like, I could not ever imagine that.
I couldn't either. We're clutching our boobs now.
I have a pierced
nipple.
Can I
admit?
I know that when they get sucked on, I go immediately into orgasm.
Oh,
nice.
Okay.
That's
nice.
Get away from me, camera. Ooh, Sarah nipple! Sarah nipple! I'm not even gonna make a blur. Ooh, that was hot.
I'm gonna make a blur. That was only for you, girl. It wasn't for the cameras.
But you know, that shit is pierced. Carlos got a good look.
That was my best piercing ever. Cause I gotta say, like, I go in this room with a guy, you know, and he's like, alright, take your shirt off. He's like, okay. I take it off and lay down on this table, and he, like, cups the breast, and he, like, takes me on. Ah, he shoves it through, and it was, like, so fucking intense. I, like, almost out, and I was, like, clutching onto him so I wouldn't, like, fall, and, like, he's holding my boob still, and I was, like, It was really, it was like such a fucking amazing sexual experience.
Wow.
The act of piercing, like, vastly outweighs the act of having the piercing, but getting it pierced, so much fun.
Are you looking forward to that? Pierced, or is it
something? She says she has sensitive nipples.
I have sensitive nipples, but I don't know. I get waxed, so I can't imagine that it's any worse than that.
Are you going to pierce your clit, or are you going to pierce your hood?
I don't know. I think I have a small... I don't know.
You have a small clit?
Really?
Yeah.
Is it, you have a piercer that's going to do you up with your...
I don't know.
Do
you want to recommend your man?
Yeah, I can't. I mean, you know, there's a whole world. Like, when you pierce the clit, you run the risk of losing sensitivity, you know? And that's the worst fear for any girl.
Just do, like, clip-on earrings down there.
Clip-on earrings, there you go.
Yeah, just for the look, visual.
Well, I've always wanted a pussy piercing, but I would definitely
go to a clit piercing pro.
Alright, we're not piercing.
Alright.
We're going to talk about.
Did they advertise it as
we are now going to talk about different subjects.
Different subject.
But we are done with that subject. And we are now on to the subject
yes, ma'am.
Of sex.